You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my very, very special guest is Dr. Jacqueline Thomas Ali, and she is a naturopathic physician and also owner of Earthly Essence. And Dr. Ali, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Dr. Ali. Now, Earthly Essence, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys are providing the people of Philadelphia with?
Earthly Essence is a holistic practice whereby I am able to provide information as well as direction for those who are looking to make nutritional adjustments in their eating patterns. And then the other piece is handling stress by using a system called Body Talk, which is an energy-based system. And it helps the body to release whatever emotional stresses as well as thought patterns, and it allows the person to balance and heal naturally.
Wow. So could you maybe explain a little more in depth what exactly Body Talk is and how someone goes about getting that done?
Okay. Body Talk, as I shared, is an energy-based system that is designed to balance and help a person heal physically, mentally, emotionally, and environmentally. During a session, I use a technique called neuromuscular feedback, which is a fancy name for muscle testing.
Right.
Establish communication of yeses and nos with the body, because our bodies know how to heal itself. So
right.
It's just a matter of giving it the assistance and knowing that it's going to be ask questions based on what it wants. So what I do then, once I establish that communication, I ask the body, what do you want? Where are the areas that you need healing? And I have a protocol chart that helps to keep things organized, so it's not so random and haphazard. And the body reveals to me where it wants to heal, and it does it in an order which is based on its needs, not based on what we think, but based on its needs. And that's in and of itself, I enjoy it so much because it keeps my ego out of it. I don't
right.
have to guess. I don't have to diagnose. I don't have to figure things out. I just ask the body, what do you want? Where can we help you? And go from there. And once the body reveals to me what it is that it wants, my role then becomes facilitator, whereby I assist the body in healing, revealing, aligning, balancing, whatever it is that it wants to do. And I would say for practically every client, there's always emotional factors that the body wants to either release and get rid of or distribute and have it flow more efficiently.
Now, Dr. Ali, does proper nutrition play a role in this at all?
Absolutely. Because we are physical beings, we have to have the proper nutrition, and that's one of the key things that I offer. Now, not everyone wants to come and receive nutritional insight or help, and I honor that because many times people are on the right track or have enough information, and what I then do is support what they're doing or make adjustments where needed. So that piece is vital, but that's not the total piece. A person cannot just totally heal themselves through nutrition. It's vital, but it's not total and complete because we're more than just this physical body.
Now, Dr. Ali, I got to ask, what got you involved in this work? what was the light bulb that went on?
You know, it's an evolution process. It's an evolutionary process. I started out as a classroom teacher, and my intention was to teach forever until I die and then retire, collect the pension, retirement, Social Security, and then ride off into the sunset. But that's not what happened. Instead, after teaching for 20 years, I got a real internal signal that said it's time to go and time to do something else.
Right.
Next thing I know, I'm in the pharmaceutical industry, and I loved it. Even though it was counterintuitive to who and what I was, because at that time I had already established my eating habits and my patterns involving holistic and nutritional health because of just familial health challenges that I could see the patterns beginning. And I'm like, no, I'm not going that way.
Right.
So when I became involved in the pharmaceutical industry, I thought this is hilarious. But I loved it because I could see how things evolved in terms of our healthcare industry. And I didn't hide where I was, what my focus was. They didn't chastise or make me feel embarrassed. They honored it and had me. In fact, when they found out that I was a classroom teacher or retired teacher, they had me set up instructional programs so that I will be able to take the information from research and development and pass it on to their staff.
Wow.
And that, yet they knew that I was a vegetarian and herbs and all of that. So then again, I got the call that it's time to get out. I'm relieved. I honored it. And next thing I know, I'm in the healthcare field itself, but from the business end, not from patient care, but from the business end. And that's when things began to click. That's
wow.
when I was able to see the pieces come together and that I needed to take a position as to what I was going to do with it.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, Dr. Ali, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to give you an opportunity. Where can people find the Earthly Essence online? Do you have a Facebook page or a website? Hook us up.
Yes, I do have a website. My website address is mydrali.com.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Yes. Jacqueline Thomas Ali, thank you so much for coming on and giving us just a little glimpse into your professional world. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.